Hey there, gamers. After Ubisoft Forward on Monday, I got all excited about the new Assassin's Creed Valhalla, so I figured I better catch up by playing Assassin's Creed Origins.
Clyde Computers is the home of Apple on the far south coast.
Game on!
Game on!
So technically, I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since Black Flag, so I'm quite a bit behind, so I'm probably about four or five games behind, but I thought I'd pick it up from Origins because that was kind of the revamp. It's a lot different from the game I'm used to playing. The game is set in Egypt during the New Kingdom, so it's when Cleopatra was around. She's actually one of the characters that you interact with in the game. So it's not when the pyramids were built, it's a lot later than that. You play Bayek, a magi, which is kind of like a sheriff of Egypt, but without all the pistols and Mexican standoffs. So when you start the game, it's straight into a battle to show you the mechanics of the fighting style, which has changed a lot since I played, which was a lot of mashing X. It's now light and heavy attacks with the triggers. You later find out that the masked man you're fighting is part of a sect which ended up killing your son. So it's all a big vengeance thing. So this whole storyline is pretty much how the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood came about. So there's some cool little things that you'll notice if you play the rest of the games, like when he uses the Hidden Blade for the first time, he loses his ring fingers, and that is notorious for assassins to cut off their finger to show their allegiance to the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, plus it also means they will never take a wife. The storyline is pretty much vengeance driven. It's Bayek trying to track down the sects who killed his son, and you get more targets as you discover more of them. You just get a really in-depth exploration of Egypt. I mean, you can really climb into the pyramids, go in there and find some treasures and stuff like that. And it's not like the original games where you only have a small little area to discover. You can pretty much go wander all of Egypt, so it's very open world. But due to this open world, the pacing of this game can be a little slow at points, so I'm not as hooked as I probably was with probably Assassin's Creed 2. Now let's take a look at the gameplay. Now where I left off in the game, we were still mashing X to attack, but they've added in the light and heavy attacks with the right bumpers to add a lot more variety with your attacks. So there's different combos and stuff like that you can do with your character, and so you get more as you go on as well. Now a welcomed addition to the game is a shield, so you can block a lot of the lighter attacks, and you can still dodge, so avoid the heavy attacks, of course. But everyone in this game seems to have a bow, so if you're not covering your back properly, you will get shot quite a bit. But a cool feature they've added in is if you deflect an arrow with your shield, you can take the arrows that have embedded in your shield and put them in your supply. So if you're running low on arrows, just get shot a lot. Now, there's a bigger variety of weapons in this game than I'm used to with the original ones. It was just different blades and swords and stuff like that. But now you got, like, maces, you got staffs, you got dual blades, and you've got a variety of swords. And all of them have different levels. By levels, I mean different categories. So we're talking, like, common, legendary, and ancient artifacts. So there's tons of varieties of stuff. And you can also upgrade every weapon you can get. So you can head to a blacksmith and pay a bit of money and get it up to your level. So it'll bring it from like 30 attack power to like 60 or something, depending on your level. But to be honest, with the amount of weapons you constantly get, I don't think this is very useful. It's probably more useful later on in games when you have the weapons that you really like and you want to keep them with you. But you get lots of copies of those weapons anyway. Now, as it is quite a large map, they've added in some features to make it easy to get around. So with your mounts, you can set it to follow the road and it'll just keep following that road. And if you hit triangle, it'll go straight to your target or your destination. They've also added in fast travel. So this is used with the eagle points. So previously you'd find an eagle point and show you more on the map. Now it's just used as a fast travel. Now another change to the game, eagle vision. You still have eagle vision, it's just not your eagle vision, if you get what I mean. You have an actual eagle. So you send it up into the sky and it scans the area for you, shows you where all the bad guys are, can also distract them for you, and even when you're walking hunting for skins and stuff, it can attack the weaker animals and get a free skin. Now, speaking of skins, you can also upgrade your equipment. So we're talking like your hidden blade, your quiver, your gauntlets and stuff like that, and your armor. So that's used by getting different materials like animal skins and ores and stuff like that, but it does take a lot of time to gather them and get them ready, especially if you want to get it to the full level. It can be very tedious and can take quite a few hours.
Hot tips.
Now, some cool things that'll help you get through the game a lot easier. The camel missions. So there is a vendor who only specializes in selling boxes and special crystals that you'll need to upgrade your equipment later on. He has a mission, a daily mission for you every day. So you go to him, do the mission, and you score yourself a sweet weapon. That's right, weapon, armor, all that kind of stuff. So check that out every day. It'll help you get better equipment more quickly. Another way to get better equipment as well, like weapons, is to take down the really powerful bounty hunters that are after you. So they'll come up on your map with a little red icon. Find them, kill them, and get yourself a nice little ancient artifact weapon, which will have special abilities like giving you health on attack or burning people as you hit them. Those are all very useful. Now, if you're like me and you want to explore the whole map as soon as you can, maybe leave it for a little bit, because level scale is done by a region. So if you go into a region, a lion or something could randomly come up and kill you in one shot. So level up a bit before you go exploring the map. Then take a look at the graphics. The game came out 3 years ago, so it's not going to be anything super crash hot for you with everything that's coming out now. Even for back then, I don't think it was like the top of the line, but it's enough to get you by and you won't be like, oh, that's bad graphics. But yeah, it's passable, and with such a large scale map, yeah, you wouldn't expect it to be like super high res. The game is really good. I really enjoy it. I'll keep playing it and probably hop onto Odyssey in the lead up to Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I'm very excited for. Vikings definitely piqued my interest with that being a part of my heritage, so I'm very excited for Valhalla. And that's this episode of Game On. It's all thanks to Clark Computers, the home of Apple on the South Coast, and also your local BYOD specialist. Bring your own device. So if you're looking for a new device for your school, go check them out.
Game On!
Yeah, Game On!